Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be decreasing clouds this afternoon. We will have maybe some flurries floating around and a high of only about 31 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is 22. In Burlington, 22 degrees. Milwaukee, 23. 23 as well in Racine. Well, Racine police are investigating the circumstances surrounding a woman reportedly setting herself on fire overnight at a home near the Uptown District. Officers and a rescue squad dispatched to the 1500 block of Owen Avenue with the initial report, a woman on fire. Paramedics took her to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency with first and second degree burns and what they described as a level one trauma. Flight for Life later arriving at the hospital for a transport up to Milwaukee and more advanced care. In Racine, the driver of a car who struck and injured a six-year-old boy in the 1900 block of State Street Wednesday afternoon, now facing charges. Child ran into the street into the side of the car, according to reports, suffering a broken leg and prompting specialized care at Children's Hospital, including surgery. 44-year-old Ricky Haynes of Racine accused of operating a motor vehicle with a revoked license, causing great bodily harm, an obstructing charge tacked on for not giving officers his correct name. Not guilty, the plea of a Racine area man accused of calling in a bomb threat that closed the downtown courthouse for half a day October the 26th. 45-year-old Lee Lucas waiving his preliminary hearing on charges of making a bomb scare, telephone harassment, and disorderly conduct. He'll be back in court next month. The Caledonia Police and Fire Commission moving with stealth-like efficiency and quickness to decide on the village's new police chief goes with Captain Dan Warren, who's been the interim chief, to replace the now-retired Toby Shy. Warren has 30 years of law enforcement experience, was chosen earlier this week from among four internal candidates for the job. Shy announcing his retirement last month while taking unused vacation time to fill out the rest of his term. The appointment does not need approval of the full village board, but Warren's salary does need to be negotiated. That requires some board approval. He will formally take over the job as chief next week. Caledonia Police Department getting a rather unusual call Wednesday, a beaver in the roadway obstructing traffic. WRJN's Janet Hoff says the narrative on this is worth a mention.
Wasn't Jerry Mathers, according to the department's Facebook page, but a real beaver standing in the roadway on 3 Mile Road near Johnson Park Drive. The beeve was coaxed into a squad car by Officer Gildon, given a ride to a local pond, and according to the post, given a short but effective lecture on the violations of 346.25 in regards to pedestrians yielding way to vehicles when crossing the roadway. The beeve was released and pointed in the direction of some trees. Pictures of the beeve, who was seen apparently waving goodbye to Officer Gildon, are posted on Facebook. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Can't make that up. A Racine man facing misdemeanor charges for allegedly leaving a dog on top of a roof in the rain. Court documents indicate that a police officer was flagged down by a Parks Department supervisor after observing the black and white pit bull on the porch roof to a home in the 1700 block of 9th Street. With help of the landlord, the tenant was located, 28-year-old Mauro Santoya, claiming that he found the dog 6 to 7 months ago, but didn't know how to care for it and never contacted anybody for help. The dog described as underweight with its ribs visible. Santoya now charged with mistreating an animal, failing to provide proper outdoor shelter. He is pleading not guilty. A semi-truck transporting sodium hydroxide, a corrosive chemical used in the plating process, found leaking at the receiving docks of Wisconsin Plating Works on Standard Street in Racine about mid-afternoon yesterday. According to the fire department, about 30 gallons leaked from a 250-gallon transport container. The department's regional hazmat team responded, quickly had the leak under control. Nobody hurt, none of the chemical reaching any of the storm drains, so no water was contaminated. And a lost six-figure revenue stream for fire rescue services to the city of Racine from the villages of Wind Point, North Bay, and Elmwood Park includes a smaller silver lining with a saving of more than $63,000 in dispatch costs with those expiring contracts. City Administrator Tom Friedel explained to the Common Council this week that money was included in the contracts with each of those municipalities, which the new providers will now have to cover.
When we negotiated the agreement, we were the provider of EMS and fire to those three villages, and so we included that cost in our payment to the county. So we have been paying this all along. They in turn were paying us something, and some of that money was going to the county. So now that we will no longer be contracting with them, those villages that will contract with them, Caledonia and Mount Pleasant, will pay this to the county in lieu of us paying it.
City officials maintain the three communities won't get the same level of fire rescue service, while the trio of governing bodies say this was a cost decision that prompted it, and the city having asked for an increase with their next budget. The last of three community meetings about a career academies program being instituted in Racine Unified's high schools next year, held last night at Horlick, the others this week at Kaysen Park. Block scheduling is a part of that mix, an issue that came up in a Board of Education get-together with trustees in the Village of Caledonia. Kim Blocky said that block scheduling will work with the academies model, but won't work by itself.
It's tied to the project base, so that you have more time to get deeper into your project.
Which I think is good.
Instead of why do we have math for an hour, followed by science for an hour, followed by recess for a period of time? Why do we have that compartmentalized like that, right, when all of it comes together?
Trustee Kevin Wongard believing that the block scheduling can benefit both students and teachers. Unified officials told when they met with representatives of a successful Careers Academies program down in Nashville that for it to work, block scheduling is required. Dan Thielen, the chief of secondary school transformation for the district, will be giving a report on that plan to the Board of Education Monday night, including some of the reactions from parents at the high school meetings this week. Wisconsin's unemployment rate continuing to fall, the latest figures released Thursday showing 4.2% in November, down a tenth of a point from October. That is the lowest jobless figure since March of 2001. The showroom for Boucher Chevrolet Cadillac at 8600 Washington Avenue along the North Frontage Road is going to be getting a serious facelift in the near future, as required by General Motors and supported by the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission. Village Development Director Logan Martin explaining this follows two previous showroom updates within the past 10 years.
In 2008, the showroom was modified to its current design to meet General Motors franchise requirements. Subsequently, in 2012, a 14,800-square-foot addition was approved to extend the service area north of the building. Various signage modifications have also occurred in the last couple of years to keep the dealership up to date. The applicant is now seeking a rebuild of the current showroom.
The sign outside will continue to focus on Chevrolet brand vehicles, but Boucher also does sell Cadillacs. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there whenever you want. Just poke into the local news section to hear them. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.